Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right. A couple things I want to talk about here. The first thing is we presented the case to the grand jury after the arrest that occurred back on May 30th of 21-year-old Cortland Renford. If you recall, Mr. Renford, back in the end of May, was engaged in the protesting that was occurring out in front of Niagara Square. He allegedly threw a Molotov cocktail, some kind of Molotov cocktail, but kind of a cardboard box that was on fire, threw it through a window there of City Hall. He was arrested on arson at that time. Shortly thereafter, the U.S. Attorney's Office also charged Mr. Renford with some federal offenses. He has been in custody under the federal charges the entire time. He has not been gaining any credit at all on the state charges this entire time. So today at the arraignment, my attorney asked for remand on these charges right here so that he could start getting credit for state time now going forward on these charges. So we actually did Mr. Renford a little bit of a favor today in getting him remanded so he can now accrue time because he's in federal custody no matter what. In addition to the arson charge, though, that we presented to the grand jury, the investigation after the incident in May also revealed that prior to him throwing this cardboard box on fire through the City Hall window, about an hour before that, he was with a group of other people who broke into a convenience store on Elmwood Avenue near Summer, and he was subsequently charged with burglary in a third degree today on that matter as well. So he's facing two charges. He was allegedly a busy boy that night. In addition to throwing the Molotov cocktail through the City Hall window about an hour before, he allegedly broke into a convenience store and stole some items in the convenience store. So he had those cases presented to the grand jury. He was indicted on both of those charges today. He returns on November 4th for a pretrial conference, and the maximum punishment he faces up to 15 years on all these on both these charges that he presently has. Any question on Renford?
Both related to bail reform?
Yes. Yes. Neither one of these charges are qualifying offenses. So if he did not have the federal charges back in May, he would have been let out back in May. So the only thing that kept him in were the federal charges. And again, that's why he hasn't been accruing any state time up until now. Now, his attorney could have called the case in state court back in early June and asked for $1 bail be put on him. And if that would have been the case, then he would have had time accruing now for the state charges for the past 4 months. That didn't happen. So today, we went ahead and did it on our own for, you know, kind of doing him a favor to allow him to get some time credited now in custody, because for the past 4 months, none of that time counts on these state charges. No, we can't. The video evidence that we have, let's put it this way, I'm not talking about the evidence that I have. The video evidence from the store led us to file charges against Mr. Redford. The other people that were involved, you really can't tell their faces. It's kind of grainy, the video. So we don't have enough. We don't know who they are. That's why I say they're unknown in the press release. Now, if Mr. Redford wants to tell me who they are, you know, through his lawyer, okay, and cooperate, that will behoove him.
What's happened?
No, well, I don't know that, Jeff. I don't know what was in his mind. He very well could have, you know, wherever he left from, whether it was his home, his girlfriend's house, whatever, okay, that evening, he may have left his home or left his girlfriend's house, wherever he was, with the mindset that, hey, I'm going to protest about, you know, some of the things that are important to society. He could have had that mindset. And then he could have got caught up in the circumstances. So again, I don't know what's going through his mind. Again, that could have been going through his mind, or he could have been just a rabble rouser from minute one. That I don't know. I think Gatorade. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. I think it was a Gatorade. So yeah, he took a couple packs, allegedly. Took a couple packs of cigarettes, made candy bars, some Gatorade, some stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And again, he wasn't the only one to do it. I don't want to sit here. It looks like I'm picking on him because he's the only one of like 20, 30 people that got arrested, all right? I'm not picking on him. He's just the only one that I can prove right now. Like I said, the video is not great. Like I said before, if he knows who the others were and he wants to let me know and cooperate with me, then I'd be more than happy to arrest others who did the same thing. Yeah. No, but obviously there's always going to be, anyway, he's innocent right now until proven guilty, okay? So right now he's innocent, and obviously his defense attorney can use whatever tactics they want to if they want to argue that it's not him, then they can do that. But I'm confident enough that I'm going forward. If I wasn't confident and I had any concerns that it was not him, then I would have not gone forward with him, because that would be unethical. So I am ethically, as I stand here right now, as we presented the case to the grand jury, I am. I firmly believe, beyond a reasonable doubt, that it was him. But obviously, I'll have to prove that at trial.
It wouldn't have been first. It was 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven first, about an hour before, allegedly.
Federal charges?
Yes. Yep. The federal facilities in Niagara County. Yes, sir. Yep. Yeah.
When you say malls up car, yeah.
I just used the phrase Molotov cocktail in a general sense. It was allegedly a piece of cardboard box that, or piece of, might have been, I'm not sure what it made of cardboard or some kind of a wooden or cardboard box that was on fire that he threw through the window. So I mean, if you want to narrowly define a Molotov cocktail as a bottle, then it's not a Molotov cocktail. That I just kind of use that like a Kleenex in a general phrase.
Incendiary ducks. Exactly.
That's what I learned as a kid, what they were. That's what I know what they were, but yeah. All right. Now, just so, I mean, to give you a context here, Mr. Redford obviously was one. I mean, this goes back to your question, Jeff. That Mr. Redford was one of a number of individuals who were charged, I'll call them protesting defendants, over the summer. There were 51 individuals who were charged with protest-relating offenses over the summer. 51. Of those 50 in the city of Buffalo, there were 10 in the suburbs. All 10 of the individuals in the suburbs on protest-related charges, their matters are all still pending. So they have not been resolved yet. They're all misdemeanors, though, but they're all pending in town court, various town courts throughout Erie County. The town courts have not gotten back up to speed as quickly as the city courts have. So those 10 are all still pending. There were 51, though, in the city of Buffalo. Of those 51, I gave 11 of them ACDs, where I adjourned them for 6 months, stay out of trouble, it goes away. So 11 of them were handled that way. 31 of them were dismissed by the judge, not by me. The judge, on their own, dismissed those matters for different reasons, mainly facial insufficiency of the charges. All right, so that accounts for 42 of the 51 right there. There are 9 pending. Mr. Redford is one of the 9. There's one in family court that I have no control over, so I only have 8 in my jurisdiction. And Mr. Redford is one of those 8 of the 51. In addition to that, there's another category of protest-related offenses, but these 6 cases were individuals who committed a crime against a protester. So the protesters in these 6 cases were the victims. Obviously, Mr. Gugino was the most famous of those, all right? So he's one of those 6. There was Deanna Davis and her 2 co-defendants who allegedly ran into the state troopers and the police line there on Bailey Avenue. Those 3 are still pending as well. I'm going to call in this category Mr. Kremens, who is missing in action with the protest on Hurdle Avenue, the young lady who was the pizza driver who ran into the protest with her car in front of City Hall as well. So all those 6 cases are still pending as well. And again, those are cases where the protesters were the victims. But where protesters are the arrestees, again, had 51 of those, and we got 8 remaining. And Mr. Redford obviously being the biggest one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.